She loves me. She loves me not. She loves me. She loves me not. Love can be a confusing thing. A whole big mixture of emotions, plans, feelings, excitement, something that can give us butterflies in our stomach and sleepless nights as we wonder about different possibilities and ways our life might turn out. And we have this capacity to love within us. It works out differently for each of us. The loves we have in our life are not the same, and they take on many shapes and sizes. But we all have that capacity to feel and experience love. And it's not surprising. Our Creator God, whose image we are created in, whose fingerprints are visible on his creation, our Creator, our God, is love. When John describes God in today's passage, we see the words, God is love. So dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. 1 John 4:7-12. And last week, in the first of this kind of two-part message, I talked about our identity, about discovering who we really are and being adopted into God's family, about our Heavenly Father taking us into that amazing relationship we have with him and bringing us into family together. There was some mention of some things that help to build a strong family, of spending time together, eating together, celebrating the good times and supporting each other in the tough times. But most importantly, in not being afraid to show love to each other. And that's where we come in this week. Dear friends, let us love one another. We know that as Christians, as people with a relationship with Jesus, we should be loving those around us. It's obvious, it's the thing we do. And as Anthony reminded us yesterday in the coordination service, of us loving our neighbour as ourselves, of welcoming the stranger, of being open to see God moving in the lives of ourselves and those around us. It's kind of taken as a given. Our role is to love, not to hate, to look to forgive, of being patient, kind, humble, and considering others before ourselves. But here in this passage, John is addressing the gathered church. Dear friends, let us love one another. And John knows that it isn't always easy. Like any family, there will be disagreements, different ways of doing things. There'll be challenges, there'll be tests that come into that. There'll be times when the things going on that mean our love is hard to find. That sometimes there's things that are overwhelming and leaves us feeling just kind of out of sorts. It will be hard at times. But how we act in response to those things, as a church, as believers, should set us apart and be distinctive in the culture around us. Dear friends, let us love one another. And this is one of the things I'm increasingly growing to love within smaller churches, that it does feel like a real community. It's people coming together who know each other, who are family, of being able to do life alongside each other, knowing each other, being able to put up with the faults that we see in each other's, because sometimes, remember, there's bigger faults in ourselves. Having in the past been part of large churches of a couple of hundred people, there isn't really that sense of community and the amount of work big churches do to try and capture something that is natural here with us. It's such a privilege to be part of this community, to be a community based around love. It's so much better in some ways to get to know people in a much deeper way. And sometimes in the past, my experience of a big church has been that actually it's easier to be lonely in a crowd. But here there is something truly amazing, this community that comes together, of us all pitching in and working alongside each other. And yesterday for me was such a graphic demonstration of that. And I am so, so thankful for all the work that everyone put into that. It was an amazing, great day that I don't think I'll ever forget. But hopefully others will remember it with positive thoughts as well. And I'm so excited about what we have in store for us here as a church, in this community. And as we plan, as we think about what the potential might be and how we might realise that, how we'd look to God for guidance, let us not forget this. Dear friends, let us love one another. And love's not a passive thing, something we just say and do nothing about. To love involves us doing something. In our passage today, we see God's ultimate action of Jesus turning up, spending time on earth and showing that ultimate act of love, of opening his arms and giving us a new relationship with him through his death and resurrection, the atoning sacrifice of verse 10. And God's act of love wasn't in response to what we do. We didn't earn Jesus' sacrifice on that cross. This was God stepping out and acting from pure love. It's how we should love. It's not about it being conditional. We don't love on the basis that we get something back from it. But if we're honest, receiving something back does help build that bond and that relationship. As God loves us, if we respond with love to God, that builds that bond, that deepens that relationship, rather than just ignoring God and moving on. But it's not about the response to the love that we give that should be our motivation. It's not the reason why we step out in love in the first place. And the love I'm talking about here is not that eros romantic attraction thing. Although, if I'm honest, it could be equally applied to that. But what I'm talking about is that agape love of God, of wanting the very best for someone, of wanting them to be blessed and to know that they are loved in an unconditional way. So, dear friends, let us love one another, for love is of God. He loves me. God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords loves me. There is no he loves me not. I couldn't earn it. I don't deserve it. But God gave himself for us. I don't really understand how it works or why it works or why God would do this, other than to say it's love. I know he loves me and he loves you. And I know it because the Bible tells me so. I know it because of the sacrifice of the cross. I know it because of the way I've heard God's voice whisper in my ear. I know it because of the amazing people God has put around me and helps me to encounter. And I know it in part because I love God back. But love isn't passive. It's an active thing. We can't just say we love and then do nothing about it. And as I was preparing this morning, I had a sense, and this is me taking a little bit of a risk here, so I flagged that up first. I had a sense of God telling me to literally put my money where my mouth was, of taking a bit of a lead and giving people opportunity to demonstrate some sense of love. So I have a series of envelopes here. If you take one and pass them on, we should have enough, I believe. It's not to be opened now. But when you do open it, you'll realise why we're not any spares back. But I'm not sure how well I've communicated this, but for the next two Sundays I'm not here because we're on holiday as a family. And so I'm leaving you with a challenge. In each of those envelopes, you'll find a £5 note. My challenge to you is then whatever's your normal context. If it's here within the church, brilliant. If it's another church, another community, in that community. But to use that £5 in the most amazingly creative way you can to show somebody they're loved. You could buy them a card, some flowers, whatever it is. But my challenge is to be creative within that. We have an amazing creative God. So my challenge is, over the next couple of weeks when I come back for service in a few weeks' time, that I'm hearing some amazing stories about how, as a community, we're demonstrating love. Because, dear friends, let us love one another, for love is of God.